Harper Bliss, author of Lesbian Fiction, and I'm her missus. Thank you for listening to our podcast where we try to talk about our journey in writing and publishing.
But we usually get sidetracked by television or our cat.
Meow.
Welcome to Harper Bliss and her missus. Hello everyone, this is episode 16 of
Harper Bliss
and her missus.
We're recording this on Monday, 8 October 2018. Another week has gone by again.
Yes. It seems like only yesterday we recorded the last podcast.
Yeah, this time I agree with you.
Yeah, time has gone by really fast
this
week.
Where did the week go?
I don't know.
It's because we were away this weekend.
Yes,
I think.
And it's just so busy at the moment that everything...
Oh, it was such a busy week.
Yes.
Kind of kicked our ass.
It did.
Or behind.
Oh, yes, our behind.
Or behind.
I'm distracted because I just noticed we have this Tetris lamp in the office. It's a lamp that's made up of Tetris parts, Tetris pieces. But I think the cleaning lady must have knocked it over because it's been reassembled in a very strange
she
way.
She didn't do it correctly.
There's holes in the middle of it. She didn't complete the lines. She won't have scored any points.
Well, she has three lines.
There are holes in them.
Yeah, but she has the bottom line.
Yeah, but obviously, no, oh, because it's sticking.
There's a hole.
Yeah, because it's sticking out on the side, so it's a hole. Yeah, sorry. Anyway.
Anyway, yeah, I think the biggest news of last week was, but this is very personal, was we went to see our house.
Yes, so the house that we are moving into next week, we had only seen it once.
And it was a mess.
With the estate agent when we went to see it, and the previous tenants were still living in it, and they had visitors
and children,
and it was you know, there were toys everywhere, there were boxes and suitcases, and you know, it was a real mess. So we were a bit nervous about going to see it again.
Also, because it'd been 2 months, more
yes,
than 2 months.
Yeah, we saw this at the end of July, yeah. I think, it was end of July. So. Yeah, we were a bit nervous about whether we would still like it or not.
Yeah, very nervous, actually.
And the verdict is?
Oh, we love it.
We love it more than when we saw it then. Because
it's
now,
so lovely.
Yeah, it looked so much more spacious without all the stuff in it.
No, it looks really nice and I can't wait to move. But I don't have to wait long because we're moving next week.
Yes, on Tuesday. So by the time this podcast goes out, it'll be less than a week.
Yes.
So,
yeah, stress. I think we've got our ass or behind into gear, repacking because
yes,
we
finally.
Haven't really done anything.
No,
and then we went away this weekend.
Yes, so we went to see the house on Friday, and straight from visiting the house, we set off to Paris, and we went to spend the weekend. Which was nice, except you were a bit sick.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I think, yeah, my digestive system is a bit upset. I think I'm stressed because I'm like experiencing it again today.
Oh, okay. Well, also we got to Paris in the afternoon and we almost immediately went down to our local cafe to sit on the terrace and drink wine.
We arrived too soon, actually.
Yeah, usually we arrive later and then we just go to dinner, but now we were there at 4 or something like that.
So. Usually we have to drop off the cat and only then leave, but you'd already dropped off the cat the day before.
Yes.
So, you know, that saved some time and, yeah.
So basically we started drinking too early,
yeah,
so maybe that messed with your stomach.
Yeah.
It wasn't used to white wine at 4 in the afternoon.
Well, usually, I never in my life have I had many troubles with that. But I think it might be a combination of
yes.
a couple of things.
But apart from that, it was fun to be in Paris. And we went to a feminist and lesbian bookstore to check if they stocked your French translated book.
Nos chemins détournés.
And they did.
Did I say it right?
Yeah, Nos chemins détournés.
Yes, but I mean, all the books... from the publisher that I'm with in France, they had this particular card in it where I think they kept track of how many copies were sold. I think my book in that bookshop has sold one copy of the 8 they've stocked, but like they had loads of other books, like they had loads of Jerry Hill and Melissa Braden, and then I looked inside the book, I checked their cards and they'd sold so many copies.
Yeah, but they've been out much longer.
Oh, it made me feel so insignificant.
Oh, come on. You don't know. I mean, first of all, this book only came out in July.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know if they stocked it right from when it came out. They might have only stocked it since, you know, last week. You don't know that.
Yeah, well, either way, I think it only sold one copy.
But they but had it on display, and it was not just in the bookcase with where you could only see the spine. It was actually displayed, you know, flat on the... You could see the front cover, so...
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was fun to see it in the bookshop, for sure. But you know me, I always need to...
See the negative side of everything.
See, my cup of water is definitely more than half empty right now.
Anyway, we saw the book in the bookshop, so that was good. And
but like since recently, we have adopted a new motto. Like every time we go to a bookshop, we want to buy a book. But we didn't. I mean, we went into that bookshop to actually buy a book, but they didn't have anything in English.
No,
and
it was
all
in
French.
No, well, maybe
I don't read in French.
So. Well, I had a look to see if they had anything more like coffee table bookish, but I didn't see anything that immediately tickled my fancy.
No.
So, yeah, next time.
Yeah, because, yeah, we want to still support the book trade.
Of course.
I wasn't going to buy a copy of my own book because...
No, because we
I
have
still
copies
have,
here.
Have
that'd be a bit ridiculous. So, but it was a fun experience.
Yeah, also that bookshop is in a really cool area of Paris. It's the New Marais.
Yes, so it was...
It's a new trendy neighborhood.
We had lunch there, so that was nice. And then the next day we had lunch with some Australian friends that we hadn't seen in 2 years, and that was fun as well.
Yeah, that was good.
They were on their honeymoon.
Good to see people again, yeah.
Yes, but they made time to have lunch with us.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Yeah.
But then we came back. We were going to come back only today, but then we decided to come back yesterday because...
We have so much to do.
Yeah.
I was supposed to send Pingbin 9 to my editor last Friday, but I sent up to... I sent up to two-thirds. But, I mean, there's no law that says that you have to send the entire manuscript at once. Because,
no.
I mean, it's not as if the editor can do the whole thing in 1 weekend, is it?
No,
or in
true.
1 week.
No, that's true.
So I bought myself some time, but obviously this means I need to still work on it this week.
Yes. But, we should send it as soon as possible. I'm guessing she would like to read it through before she starts actually editing.
I don't know if she does that.
Oh, okay.
No.
Maybe not.
That's not necessary.
Okay, if you think so.
we both believe in efficiency over, you know, I don't know what the other word is, but we both believe in efficiency and speed.
Okay.
So, no, it's all right.
Okay.
But anyway, so we're behind on that. And then this week, we'll see the release of my short story collection, In the Arms of a Woman.
Yes.
So
that comes out on Thursday.
Yeah, a couple of people of my launch team have read it, and I ask my launch team to send me any typos they might still pick up on, and someone said, I'm sorry, but you know, this book was just too hot. I could not possibly look for any typos while reading it.
Yeah, I couldn't see the typos because of the steam on my glasses. Which is funny, I thought.
So, you know, fair enough.
Yeah. So that comes out on Thursday.
Yes.
So if you haven't read that many Harper Bliss short stories, look out for that because there are a lot.
28, we've talked about this.
Yes.
Keep it at one a day. This should be good for you.
Yeah. A month of
and
erotic stories.
Keep you going until the release of Pingbin 9.
Yes, probably.
Yeah, perfectly.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's 28 if you read one a day, if you get it on the 11th.
Mm-hmm.
No, actually, because Pingbin 9 is only going to come out on the 14th of November.
Well, so maybe if you take weekends off.
Yes, take the weekends off.
Then it can tide you over.
But maybe you want to read it more of a weekend than of a weekday.
Well, then you can read several a day.
Take Monday off. Take Mondays off. It's not good for Mondays anyway. So, yes. But then also we have to pack.
Yes.
This week.
That is going to be a big activity this week.
Yeah. So I think we will do that. But also we are without Kat because we've brought Dolly to your mum.
Because,
mm-hmm. you know, we were going to go away this weekend and obviously we would never leave the cat on her own for a weekend. So we took her to your mum, but then we said, well, we might as well leave her there until after we've moved. So the
so
cat.
So she's not in the way when we're packing. Yeah, and because and also so it doesn't traumatize her.
Yeah, but she would really be in the way because she's not a sort of cat to look quietly at things. She wants to participate and investigate everything.
Yes.
So and she would jump in every box. So
it would not be ideal.
No, but yeah, she will never be back in this place again.
No, that's true. And she doesn't even know it.
No, she doesn't know it. Because all the things we say to her, I mean, she doesn't know anything. It's so silly. But yeah. When we were at the house, I had a good look at the garden. And yeah, I was hoping the walls would be high enough for her to not be able to climb over, but she'll be over in no time.
Yeah.
So I don't know. You said something about a leash, right?
Well, I think maybe we can start by letting her out. We can buy her a little cat harness and cat leash and make her used to that and take her out into the garden, you know, under surveillance, on the leash to just get used to it and then see. But I mean, sooner or later, if we let her, you know, roam freely in the garden, she's going to jump onto the dividing wall with the neighbors and she's going to explore the other gardens. I think that's pretty certain because she is quite adventurous.
She's a wanderer.
Yeah, so we'll still have to
meet the other cats.
Yeah, we'll have to see about that. But maybe we can start by letting her out, you know, attached to a leash. I mean, an extensible leash so she can roam and stuff, but with our, you know, not without our surveillance.
Don't tell your sister this. I tried to tell her that, you know, I wasn't sure we were going to let the cat out once we've moved. And she's, you're crazy. Oh, why would you not let the cat out? You have a gardener. She did not agree with that at all.
Well, I do want to let her out. I mean, it's natural for her to want to go in the garden, but the walls are not very
high. We have different views on cat rearing.
Yeah, and also her cat is scared of everything. And I think he jumped over the wall once and got such a fright that he never did it again. I think ours is, you know, she would go.
She's not afraid.
No, she's not afraid of anything. So it's very different. But we will make sure that she stays.
Yeah, I think we should stop talking about our cat now.
Are you getting too sad and melancholy?
No, because this podcast is not about our cat.
Well, I mean, it is. It says so in the description.
Yeah,
that we get distracted
by our
cat.
Well, we're going to go see our cat. We're going to go to dinner at your mum's on Wednesday so we can visit our cat.
Yes. But she is doing well. For anybody who's worried, my mum sent me a picture where she was completely sprawled
relaxed
in the couch. So it's all good.
So what about entertainment?
Well, we have some very exciting entertainment plans for later this week because we are going to a concert.
Of Christine and the Queens, now Chris.
Yes, but she's so great. So
yeah,
really
we've been listening to the album because, you know, I've been known to go to a concert without having listened to anything. But so I listened to this.
Her new album came out last week or 2 weeks ago, something like that.
It's so good, but I read an interview with her and she says that, because, you know, she does her albums in two languages, in French and English, which actually I think makes the English versions of her songs really interesting because the intonation is so different.
Mm-hmm.
But she says that she performs the songs in the language of the country where she performs. And since we have French in Belgium, she'll probably do French, so I have to learn all the French lyrics, which is very hard.
But I'm sure she'll do.
And then I'm stuck.
I'm sure she'll do some songs in English as well, because, you know, Belgium is not exclusively French-speaking.
Yeah, well, not a lot of people know that.
No, but I'm sure there will be songs in English as well.
Yeah, you think so?
I think so.
I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure.
I'd be willing to bet you on that.
Well, I mean, that's not, I mean, it's ridiculous, but to
it's
bet.
It's not ridiculous?
Well, to bet, because if I win, then you give me what, money? But it's our money, so
but
it doesn't make a difference.
But it's not for money, it's for being right.
Okay, sure. I'm sure there will be songs in English.
I'm 99% sure she'll only sing in English, in French, and address us in French.
Well, she might. The talking might be in French, I think, but I'm sure there will be songs in English. So next week,
we will come back to this.
Yes, and we will say
who was
right. We will
have to make a note, or we'll forget. Also, I don't know. Will there be a podcast next week? Because we're moving.
Okay. Well, we will try and get a podcast out next week. If not, it'll be the week after.
Because we have set everything up to have internet installed on the day of the move, but this is Belgium and, you know, things don't always go as planned.
So, yeah, we'll see.
We might be without internet.
Maybe. Oh, goodness.
We can always come back here. We'll still have the keys for a week and do internet here on the floor.
Anyway, hopefully there'll be a podcast next week.
Yes.
And then we can tell our listeners who was right about Christine and the Queens.
Yes.
Or Chris, as she is now known.
Well, her official name, I think, is still Christine and the Queens, but the album is called Chris.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, so, and we will have a...
She looks like a Chris now,
we'll have a report of the gig as well.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yes.
So...
Yeah, we have to keep it brief because we have to go to IKEA. This is not a lie.
No.
Not a word of a lie.
No, no. IKEA and, you know, many other errands that come with having...
Yeah, we can play money for nothing. Would Sarah be there?
I don't know if she goes to the tip in Forêt in Brussels, but we'll see.
She should do an international edition.
Maybe, yeah.
They would never allow her. And then if she were to do it, she should not do it in Brussels. She should do it somewhere, you know, where people bring some nicer stuff to the tip. She could just roam around the streets of Brussels. She'll find plenty of things she can do up.
No, it's true. People do have a tendency to leave their stuff out on the street like that, hoping it'll be picked up, I think. Anyway.
Another thing we have to do next weekend, I have to vote.
Oh, yeah, there are elections next week. Oh, this coming weekend, this coming Sunday. Local elections in Belgium.
Yeah, it's a very big responsibility.
Yes, and you still have to decide who to vote for. So.
Well, I've decided, but... Yeah. But it's not like with 100%
conviction.
Yeah, it's difficult.
Okay, well, so I think maybe we won't discuss your political affiliations on the podcast. That's not a good idea.
I don't think I should.
So I think we will.
But it won't be right wing though.
No.
No, I want to say one more thing. We were driving through Paris yesterday and we were driving past the Assemblée Générale and
Assemblée Nationale.
Yeah. All of that, all of the locations from French Kissing. Then we started talking about possible storylines.
Yeah. We drove past the Élysée where the president lives. So where, you know, Dominique and Steph.
And their cat.
And their cat.
Pierrot.
Currently live. Yeah, Pierrot.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We didn't see them.
No.
But
they must have been there.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Of a Sunday afternoon. What else would they be doing?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Anyway.
I think we can wrap it up now.
Yes, so hopefully until next week, and otherwise it'll be in 2 weeks.
And we'll be coming to you from our new house.
Yes.
Not if it's next week.
Not if it's
the week
next
after.
Week.
Yes. We're moving on Tuesday.
Okay. Anyway, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to Harper Bliss and Her Misses.
You can find all the episodes and show notes at harperblissandhermisses.com.
We also have a favor to ask.
If you could rate and review the podcast wherever you listen to it, that would help other people find us.
Thank you.